Good morning. Good morning to the fourth grade, too. I remember being in the fourth grade. I'd like to thank you for inviting me to participate in this novena with you to pray together to God, to ask humbly and boldly for our needs and our deepest desires. And I ask your patience and support, for I'm much more comfortable sitting where you are than standing where I am. Leaving everything is a frightening concept. Leaving everything to find everything and more is a breathtaking invitation. I'm reminded of the times that I found myself leaving home and family, to go to school, to start a job, to marry, all of these events taking me thousands of miles from my family. And I am reminded today and holding in my heart and prayers the thousands of immigrants who, as we pray here, are walking, hoping, risking, leaving all behind in hope and in faith. I was excited and I was anxious and I cried when the time came to say goodbye, but I did go. Although in the moment of leaving I didn't fully realize it, I know now that what enabled me to go with it was that I was taking with me all the love, all the lessons, all the grace that my home and my mother and my father and my brothers and my sisters, there were eight of us, had given to me. The other reason that I could leave is that in some powerful way I was being called. It is a magnitude far greater than mine that calls those fleeing oppression to leave family and home, and what sustains them, I hope, is also the taking with them of love. Peter was answering a call when he left everything to follow Jesus. It is true that Peter actually heard from Jesus' lips the words, "Come and follow me." But what compelled him to act came from deep inside his heart, a profound welling up of emotion and desire, not tied to rational thought, but driven by the spirit within, a call. A call can be to something quiet and small or to something large and disruptive. I envision that Peter was a little at the end of his rope after following his call, hearing all that it would take from him. His humanness is on full display as he exclaims, "What more do you want? We have already left everything and everyone to follow you." I felt the same emotion when things are not going my way, when challenges keep mounting, and I turn to God in all my humanness and say, "Really? This too? What more do you want of me?" And even though Peter must have experienced some relief hearing that everything he left would be given to him a hundredfold, he must also have been a little apprehensive to hear in the midst of the good news the word persecutions, the news that the first would be last and the last first. Peter was being called both to let go and to lean in, to surrender all and to receive all, to be brave enough to be first and humble enough to be last, to be rewarded and to be persecuted, to die and to live. I have a favorite representation of this human response to an overwhelming calling in the fresco by Fra Angelico of the Annunciation in the Church of San Marco in Florence. Unlike other descriptions of Mary where she is looking radiant and peaceful after hearing the news that she will conceive a son by the power of the Holy Spirit to be called Jesus, in this picture, she is stunned, holding herself close, trying to catch her breath, eyes far away, contemplating a threshold she cannot believe she is being called to cross. Like Peter, she surrenders to the call. And in that moment, in the giving over of everything that has been, room is made for the arrival of everything that is to be, the arrival of grace and love and hope and salvation. I spent the better part of 13 years in the company of nuns, fierce nuns, crazy nuns, loving nuns, brilliant nuns. I was taught to stand tall, to think for myself, and believe that anything is possible. I have called on that belief many, many times throughout my life. It was from them that I first heard of the concept of being called. Of course, one of the things they were asking us to listen to was a calling to the religious life. secretly I hoped, no disrespect to Joseph and the religious here, that for that call, my number wouldn't come up, and it didn't. When my older brother told me that he was entering the Benedictine order, I said to him, "So, you got that call, didn't you?" He smiled and said, "Yes, yes, I did." And he followed that call into the heart of Newark, New Jersey, to serve the poor and the broken and the oppressed. And having left behind his family and his home, he made room, for he did not see brokenness in his own self, in his students, in his city. And what brokenness he saw, he did not see as a burden. He saw it as a blessing. And in this call, he was filled with joy and found a path to the kind of love that never dies. The last time I saw that fresco, I had lost my mother and my father and this brother and my dearest friend. I missed them dearly, and I was full of love for them. In their lives, they had showed me how to live and how to die, and perhaps most importantly, how to be brave enough to answer the call of the spirit within, no matter the uncertainties that always lie at the threshold of being asked to follow. And in that moment, I was full of gratitude. This then to me is the message of today's reading. We will be called, if we are listening, many times throughout our lives, to travel down many roads, to be open to leaving, to make commitments, to live more fully, to give more profoundly. These calls may come directly, like when Joseph called me to participate in this wonderful novena, or in person, in writing, in reading, or they will arise from within our hearts. All of them have their origin in the still small voice, the gentle whisper of God. Our reactions may be to immediately embrace the invitation, or maybe to rail against what seems to be an impossible and difficult ask. But if we surrender, if we follow, we have been promised, not without suffering, that we will receive a full measure of reward. We will know the grace of gratitude, the grace of finding ourselves empty of what came before and now full beyond measure of God's love. We will find that we have left behind our brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, children, home, and fields. And we have found them again in the measure of love they gave us and in the reality that we are joined more deeply to them within the all-encompassing love of God. Let us pray today for those literally leaving everything behind, called to a better life, traveling by foot, those who have left so much behind, that they find compassion and love and an answer to their deepest needs. Let us pray for each other, asking for what we need, and then let us listen and follow.